This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/26/2019. Welcome to the Power Hour. You are in the right place. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com and ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great guest today. Ray is on hold from Silver Botanicals. He's going to talk about anything you wanted to know about the science of armpit odor. How about that? Does that sound interesting? It's incredibly interesting. It's surprisingly interesting, ladies and gentlemen. And also some other spray for just around the house. I use them for pets around here. My wife, you know, you can just imagine her and the dogs, what she feels about that. So this works really well. We'll talk to him about that shortly. Nick Begich is going to be on, Dr. Nick Begich, the final part of the show. So great broadcast today. Before we get to Ray, I've been reading stories, and they're getting more and more, and that's why I've been focusing. I had my wife on yesterday. She talked a little bit about vaccines on social media, what's going on. We've been focusing on this a lot, have a lot of guests about it. Sherry Tenpenny last week did an interview, very important. The vaccine issue is becoming very, very large in the nation. Let's just leave it at that. It is a flash button point on many different levels, on control, on medical, on sovereignty, on schools, on parents. Maybe it's too dramatic to say, but it might be the biggest issue right now in medicine or in society because it touches all those different levels. And the Bill of Rights and who we are. Okay. The stories I've been reading is this push for vaccine and mandatory vaccines are not slowing down, but speeding up and speeding up rapidly. The big pharma is generating vaccines just as fast as they can make them. They want to push them. They are lobbying Congress big money at the state level. These state levels, you're seeing overtures of the national organizations, national medical organizations saying maybe we have to usurp states' powers because this is a national emergency, that kind of thing for measles. Yeah, right, for measles. Give me a break. You're starting to see all the signals. Please take this seriously. Please take the YouTube video. If you haven't signed up for a newsletter, please sign up for it. Catherine is going to email out either later today or tomorrow a link to the show we did about with Sherry Tenpenny. It's about how to answer forced vaccine questions. She talks a little bit about history, but then how do you specifically answer all these questions or all these things that are being shoved down your throat? You need to be armed with this. I can remember, you know, Thomas, he stood out when we first had the vaccine sheets. He stood out on the corner and was passing out to people. God bless you, Thomas. This is very important. Very important. So many things are touched here. Please take this video, share it with people. Say, hey, here's something you might consider. Here's a way. It's a tool. It's a tool for you, but also to wake up minds. It explodes these myths. And these myths are being shoved down at the expense of our children just as fast as they can. So please, please, please take advantage of that and please do something about it. That is taking action. That is power. That is not giving your will. When we talk about the universe, this is a free will, free society. It's been deemed that way by God. That's what the Bible declares. That's what it certainly appears to be. And the world resonates to liberty. That's why it's up to you. If you give your will over to the system, it will engulf you and we will fall further. We have from grace, fall further from heaven, God, whatever that is, whatever you believe in. We will fall further into demon pit, basically. We use our will, we can go up. So, important video. Please watch it. Please pass it out as fast as you can. Very good. Getting to Ray from Silver Botanicals. you never would think that something so simple as deodorant is as important as it is, but it is. Ray, always glad to have you on. My favorite deodorant maker in the world, right here. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel. You know, I really appreciate the fact that you have been using deodorant for all this time. And, you know, we really appreciate your kind words about it.
Well, you know, even before I knew Joyce or before I knew you, I had realized the aluminum wasn't so good. I didn't want aluminum in my body. I've tried all kinds of deodorants. My wife and I, all throughout our marriage, we've kind of tried back and forth. My wife even went back to, you know, said, this doesn't work. I need the old aluminum for a little while, what have you. And that kind of freaked me out. I don't want that. I cannot believe how well this works. This is the best deodorant I've ever used. Ever. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your process and why it's so different and why is it such a superior product?
Well, it's using, you know, there was a bit of trust, of course. You know, when you go into developing natural products, there's sort of like a primary philosophy kind of underlying the development of natural products, and that is that, A, you trust nature. You trust nature to basically work out a lot of the complexities of how the world works with respect to all the intricacies of your body, the microbiome, which is that whole colony of bacteria that lives in and without. And it is one of these things where you're placing faith in basically in the way, you know, divine, godly creation, really. And so when you employ these natural ingredients, you're kind of learning to work with the way the world works. You're not really looking for a brute force mechanism to try and, like more of a man-made approach. It isn't so much that when you work with the natural ingredients. And what you find in working with them is there's a lot of natural grace in the way they work, for one. And there's just all this built-in intelligence into the ingredients with the way it's meant to interact with the world. Because it comes from the world from which, you know, these are things that are produced in plants. And, you know, for the most part, but nature produces them. So its interaction with our body, our underarms, wherever it may be, has a certain grace and an intelligence built into it. So that's one of the first things. There's a faith in the natural product development. And so this is one of the primary things. And so it's difficult to take credit for the deodorant working so well in a sense because so much of it is the employ of God's chemistry. So it's true that we put those things together in an intelligent way.
Let me ask it this way then.
Sure.
Maybe explain a little bit what causes underarm odor, you know, or body odor, sweat odor. What causes it? And then what does your deodorant, what does it do to, I just obliterate it. I don't know what other word to use.
So, yeah, what happens is your underarms, they're basically folds of skin. They're the perfect moist sort of heated conditions to culture
petri dish,
and pretty much, and there's secretions from the sweat glands that basically this bacteria feeds on. And what happens with the odor, what is the, you know, that whole artifact is basically that bacteria blooming out of control to a point, and it's difficult even to say to what degree it's beneficial or not, but basically the odor is coming from all that activity, which can explode into action just after, you know, a brisk walk down the street on a hot day. You know, it's something like that where it doesn't take a lot for this whole microbiome to explode into activity, and then you smell it pretty immediately. So in developing a good deodorant, it's something that it seeks to basically control those blooms. And it does that. And that's the whole thing. It's like, it isn't so much, a lot of people get the idea that colloidal silver is somehow just this indiscriminate blanket killer of bacteria. But in our research, it does not seem to be that. It seems like there's something, again, this plays into the natural genius of the chemistry. There's something about these natural ingredients. It isn't just the colloidal silver. It is so many other ingredients in the bacteria in the deodorant that make it work, and it's more about sort of controlling those blooms in a way that's something that works with your body and works with those populations of bacteria under your arm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I use the spray, and I know in the past there's been an issue with the kind of getting clogged. And here lately, since I don't know when it's been, you've mentioned that you've changed the formula a little bit or done something so it's different. I haven't had a problem since then. So if that
That's great.
Yeah. So what did you do to fix that problem? And then you got the spray and then the roll-on. What do people prefer?
We changed out the sprayer. It took us a while to find something because the deodorant, it's like a gel that basically sprays. And so there's the possibility for the sprayer to get clogged if it isn't just right. And then if the hole on the sprayer is too big, it comes out in a stream. And finding that sweet spot was a little difficult. And it's something we worked out hopefully at this point in time. So I'm really glad to hear that you're having success with that now. But, it would seem though, that the most popular is definitely the roll-on. And I switch between the spray-on and the roll-on. And they both work really well. They both have their advantages. The spray-on, for instance, is a little less expensive. The roll-on is a little more expensive. The roll-on seems to last a little longer. And the spray-on seems to dispense the formula a little more at a more regular rate. So it can run out just a little quicker. But some people want to spray on, some people want to roll on. It's a preference. I use both. They both work very well. That's what
Let me tell you what I do. I don't know if I should admit this on air, but I like the spray because obviously I'll spray it under my arms. But then, sometimes should I even say that? I spray in other places, spray in my feet or whatever. So it's real easy to use with the spray. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people do. Has anybody ever done that? I don't know.
I like the spray for this reason, too, because you use it much more than a deodorant. I find that a lot of times I'll be spraying it on cuts and stuff, or if I should just get some kind of superficial wound, it really takes care of that for me. So, we can't really make claims about it disinfecting or anything like this, but, the way that – there's no reason – you couldn't use the sprays like –
Just try it.
For some of these.
Just try it.
You can try it. Exactly. Yeah.
Just try that.
So,
we're coming on a break here on the other side. This dog and bedding spray, I just really have had a good experience with that. My wife also, our family, what have you. Any smell in the house, really, it works extremely well. I don't know what you did to hit on this, but you have really hit on something amazing. All the deodorant courses over at the Power Mall, you don't have to clog your pores. You don't have to put parabens. You don't have to put nasty chemicals in your body. You don't have to stop your sweating process in your body. And it works. For me, it's the best I've ever used, ever. Deodorant, period, ever. Stay tuned. Ray D'Amico on the other side, Silver Botanicals, thepowermall.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It used to be natural products. Well, still is in a lot of ways. It's like you make a trade-off. It's like, well, I'm not getting all the chemicals and stuff like that. That's my trade-off, but it doesn't work quite as good. You know, like deodorants. That's why I love this product. For me, I don't know about for other people. For me, it works the best I've ever seen. Now, some of those ones that are just absolutely shut you down, that absolutely close your pores or whatever, they may work longer. They may work for, you know, 24 hours, they claim, or what have you. But what I've noticed, if that's the case, all I need to do is take my spray bottle with me or have it near me and just spray again, and it works. Boom. It'll last just fine. It lasts just fine. I cannot believe how long it does last, even like it is. The Silver Botanicals deodorant, we got the roll-on, we got the spray. Even sensitive skin, if you have a little bit of sensitive skin, there's a sensitive skin formula. And, of course, some of the other things like the Magi Room spray, the dog bedding spray, the foot powder, or the foot spray, all, whatever they've done, they've really hit on odor. And how to kill it. My hat's off to them, for real. And would like to now talk about that pet bedding spray. Tell us a little bit about that, how you developed it, and why it works so well.
Well, it's very similar to the way that our underarm deodorant works in our Silver Shield sanitizer, which is a Silver Shield sanitizer is a general household surface cleaner, and it's good for hands and all the things you might use such a thing for. And there's a small bottle for that too that you could use, for instance, on your hands. But the dog and bedding spray, it's using the same concepts and the same sort of formulation principles. And so it really does knock out odor and persistent kind of doggy smell. So, like, for instance, there's a carpet little patch that my dog likes to lay on. And it's like, you know, the weather changes and suddenly that whole spot of the carpet just smells. You know, you can vacuum it and you can use like the carpet steamer, et cetera, on some periodic basis, but always is, you know, it's always an issue. But if I found that using the dog and bedding spray in that area, a decent misting, you know, it's not much, and suddenly it just knocks that odor out within moments. It's quite something. So it with these natural formulations, these types of things respond very quickly, it seems. And,
well, that's what surprises me. That's what I'm amazed at. You know, you can go buy Febreze, or you can go buy even other, even stronger chemicals to spray on things, and they don't work any better than this. And plus, they stink, and then you got chemical sensitivity, and you got chemicals in your house, and who knows? I mean, I am surprised how well this works, and the deodorant and the bedding spray.
Yeah, I'm a person who's personally driven crazy by fragrance. And knowing what fragrance is, it's not a surprise. I mean, it is a bunch of, it's all synthetic chemistry. And these things, they give me headaches, just generally speaking. It could be scented candles, or it could be Febreze.
Oh, those
and
candles.
And just stuff is, it's very obnoxious to me. And so, like, you know, what are these things, what are the fragrances meant to mimic? They're meant to mimic their more expensive counterpart, which is essential oils, which are, you know, these very, this is like, these fractions of they're plant extracts, and they're some of the lightest fractions of it. So you've got the dry herbs, and they're very heavy, and then you have these volatile oils, which, you know, basically evaporate into the air, and this is the scent component of say any given plant. It could be pine needles, or it could be flowers, and so you smell this stuff, and that's what the essential oils are. And so that really is the real origins of perfumes and fragrance. And what fragrance is a cheap ripoff of essential oils, in essence, or they're adulterated essential oils. So they start out with a pure product, and then they adulterate the crap out of it, basically, and you get something that's toxic in the end. And so we are not doing any of that. We're using the real thing, the real pure essential oils, and they're expensive materials. You know, this is the other thing I would like people to appreciate about Silver Botanicals formulas is that they really are expensive formulas. We really are purveying the real deal, and it is a value we're passing directly to our customers when we could be taking the cheap sort of shortcut and just, you know, using what everybody else uses, which is fragrance and other such things.
Let me ask you, when you go into a room with those scented candles, do you start, after a while, do you get a headache? Nuts. I do, too.
Or in the mall, when you walk by stores and
it's Bed, Bath,
like the
and Beyond
candle store or apparel stores where they're literally spraying perfume to draw people in. I mean, it's like, to me, and I've felt that way ever since I was a little kid. I've had this visceral reaction to fragrance. It's just, don't like it.
Hmm. It got better the more I detoxed. So if I did, like, liver cleanses or things like that, it seemed to get better, but still bothers me. So, and certain, I don't know what they put in certain ones of those candles. I mean, I will get a headache quick, and my hands will get all pumped. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the point being, I love your deodorant. We have it over the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, please add it to your orders or buy from the good guys. These are good guys. Please support them. Please support us. Win, win, win for everybody. Ray, God bless you, man, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much, Daniel. God bless you, too.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Nick Begich. Stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Vietnam preparing for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit is meant to help work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The summit is a follow-up from a previous meeting in Singapore last June. Megan Ortegas is a former State Department official. She shares what she believes will come out of this meeting.
I really see this as a trust-building summit. I don't think that you're going to see some sort of major, end of nuclear weapons throughout the world.
The House is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The Democrats' resolution would block President Trump's executive order. If the bill does pass in the House, the bill would next head to the Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't see anything wrong with what the president's doing on our southern border.
Can't blame the president for trying to use whatever tool he thinks he has to address it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
His website is earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. He's well known for his work and research on HARP, mind effects, quote unquote, whatever that means. And that's a big realm of what that can be. He has organized scientists around it. He has authored 5 books in 7 languages. He has been an impact for change, not only himself, but his family, of course, has been in different aspects of Congress. We're very excited to have him on and have a discussion. Dr. Nick Baggage, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always my pleasure to be with you guys. And, it's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, I know. And, even picking the topic today, you kind of bounced around a little bit. And I'm glad we landed where we have, because these are the, I think, important topics of the day and certainly deserve a little bit of national attention.
Very good. Well, we'll get into, internet privacy, those kind of things, a little technology scare. We'll get into that. One of the things that you've worked on and that you've been an advocate for and discussing is the minerals in Alaska specifically, but America. America's full of natural resources. Why aren't these the people's resources? This is the people's government, the people's country. Why aren't they our resources? Let's discuss that.
You know, this is a really super important issue from my perspective. You know, when we think about the government, we think about budgets, we always think about what in business we call the P&L statement, the profit and loss statement. That's cash in and the cash out. That's our budget and taxes. But what we never talk about as a nation is the balance sheet. You know, where real wealth is held. You know, money in and out is one thing, but the real wealth of the nation are the assets that we hold in common, which have to do with our public lands, our coastline, our natural resources. In fact, when you look at what is really behind economies, there's four factors of production. It's not money. Money is the medium between those four factors. And those four factors of production are entrepreneurship, labor, natural resources and land, and capital equipment, things that make other things that make things, like shovels or factories. You know, these are things that really make things and add value. But the natural resource part of the national balance sheet is huge. We're talking trillions with a T, trillions and trillions of dollars of national wealth that historically has had a couple routes to come into the out of the public domain and into private ownership. And the premise for most minerals is the right of discovery, which gives every American citizen, 18 years and older, the right to go out on public lands, now regulated public lands and only certain public lands, and make discoveries of minerals and make a claim against those minerals and file what's called an unpatented mining claim, which under the law, you can eventually take to patent, which means you own not just the mineral rights, but also the surface estate, timber, water rights, et cetera, that run with the land. But interestingly enough, for a very long time, almost two decades, there's no funding in the congressional budget to allow people to go to patent. Whether it's conservative Congress or a liberal Congress, no one has addressed that point. They just don't fund it. So effectively, no one is allowed to perfect it in a way that allows eventually private ownership of public lands. But the big deal is why? You know, what is the big deal? Well, the big deal is multinational corporations, which have no interest in what happens here nationally, put those minerals more or less in reserve by tying them up in various regulatory scenarios, particularly here in Alaska, where essentially there's a noose around the national wealth and it's being reserved for multinational corporations, which seem to be the only major exploiters of natural resources in a way that doesn't benefit fully the American public, which is the underlying owner of these resources.
I'm fascinated by this topic. You know, it harkens back. I know west of the Mississippi, many of the many of the states, take Nevada, for instance, the whole Clive and Bundy thing. For heck's sake, the United States government owns like 87% of Nevada. Now, nowhere in the Constitution do I see the ability right. That they should be able to own this land. What is going on in the West? Is this just a control, not only resources, but just land in general? It seems like everything is locked.
This is exactly what happened, and actually the battle began here in Alaska with the in 1971 when my father was first elected to the Congress, and at that time in the U.S. House, he as a freshman passed the largest indigenous land settlement in American history. It was 44 million acres and just slightly under $1 billion, which was a huge amount of money in the early 70s. That formed 12 regional native corporations in Alaska that were something between a C corp or a standard corporation and a S corp, but a very hybridized form, only designated to these corporations. Under those 12 regional corporations were 227 roughly tribal organizations, which became village corporations. And so what they received was priority selection of all federal lands, which at that time, because the state had not received and still has not received title to all of its land in Alaska, This resulted in them being able to select first. As the first people they got to pick, they picked strategically and are now represent the majority of the top 100 companies in Alaska. Domestic companies in Alaska are native owned. And this, they own approximately 9% of the state is owned by native corporations. 1% of our state is owned by other private landowners, and the rest is owned by a combination predominantly of the federal government. In that legislation, there was a section called Section D2 in the Native Land Claims Settlement Act. This section allowed for the establishments of parks and preserves. Shortly after the legislation passed, my father and the majority leader of the United States House of Representatives at the time, just prior to the Watergate scandal, disappeared off the face of the earth in a lost plane here in Alaska. After that, the D2 sections came in, and Mo Udall was the chairman of that committee at the time. While my dad was still in the Congress, he got the committee as a freshman to override the chair to kick the native land claims to a vote of his colleagues, which did pass. The D2 section was exploited in 1980 under the Carter administration, where they locked up 104 million acres of Alaska land and resources, including some of the richest mineral deposits ever discovered in North America, locked up in parks and preserves. The lobbying effort to do that was backed by the major industrial nonprofits like the Carnegie Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation and others. And the environmental community said, look, they're backing us. And the truth was, they backed up the biggest safety deposit box for multinational companies ever, because the only way that these parks and preserves will be open to mineral location in the future is in a state of national emergency, and the only people that will be invited in aren't going to be American citizens over 18 years of age. It's going to be multinational companies brought in to solve whatever emergency is contrived in the future. And that's exactly what they did. They put the best in the bank for their future use. And in an emergency situation, it'll be virtually given away to these multinationals in much the same way as oil and gas on the North Slope is today.
Such an important topic. Is there anything we can do? Awareness. I mean, most Americans probably aren't even aware what goes on in Alaska. They just think of polar bears and caribou. They don't think about multinational takeover of really what should be ours.
Right. And, you know, this started, Alaska, first of all, is 18% of the entire landmass of the United States, so we should be concerned. And it actually, if you look at the coastline of Alaska and the 200-mile federal limit of that coastline, we have a greater coastline in Alaska than the entire West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast of the continental United States combined.
Wow.
This is why, strategically, we are extremely important to the nation. And we don't even have a railroad connecting us to the rest of North America. All of our shipping is constrained in terms of what we can do. We have to ship by U.S.-made vessel, American port to American port, under what's called the Jones Act. And this act was designed back in the 60s to protect the maritime shipbuilding industry. The result of this is shipping costs are 10 times what they ought to be. As an example, I can ship a container from China to L.A. for about $800. That same container shipping it halfway back across from a U.S. port to a U.S. port to Hawaii will cost me $8,000. And
oh,
that's because the ship that carries it from a U.S. port to a U.S. port has to be made in America. And I appreciate all of that, but it has totally cut us out and created a situation where the only economic exports of Alaska-produced minerals, oil, and gas is really out of the country. And that's what's happening, is it's multinationals exploiting the resource, and because we can't compete on freight, U.S. domestic smelters don't even exist anymore, and if they did, they couldn't compete. So we need to relook at what we're doing here. We need to link our rail system to the Canadian rail system, which would allow
us to move right there,
commodities.
Dr. Nick, hold that thought. We're coming on break. More with Dr. Nick Baggett on the other side. EarthPulse.com. Great information. Wow. Great information. Stay tuned.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale.
If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we go. Talking to the doctor. I guess we got a little carried away, Doc. We're live now. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com. Talking to Dr. Bagich about specifically Alaska. That's where he's from. That's where his father served in Congress. That's where his knowledge base is, the energy and gas, the natural resources. Ladies and gentlemen, America is loaded. Like, if you're going to say, well, we're broke, no, America's not broke. America is loaded.
Yes.
With natural resources, oil, gas, gold, silver, what have you. Maybe some of the strategic metals. Maybe we got to go other places. But just about anything you could want, we have here in spades. But are we using it for our people? No. It's we the people owns the government, but we the people is not taking advantage of. A critical time in the history concerning this directly involved Dr. Bagich's father. they're in Congress and allowing private people to get a hold of some of these resources and be able to, let's have some American people take advantage and develop this. And that's what did happen. I've seen the show Ice Road Truckers. I've been to Alaska one time in my life. I have seen Ice Road Truckers. I'm fascinated that that road is even possible that goes all the way up to Prudhoe Bay. Tell us a little bit about the environment now. What is going on? Are smaller companies getting involved? What are we looking at?
Yeah, you know, actually on the North Slope, I was one of the last crews on the actual pipeline construction. When I was 18, I was on the last hydro testing crew on the pipeline, 20 days before they turned on the oil. And at the peak, oil was over 2 million barrels a day was rolling through that pipeline. It's down to about 600,000, not because there's a lack of oil on the North Slope, but there's been a lack of a will to produce it. And what we've seen...
When you say produce, do you mean to actually get it out of the ground, or you mean develop it once it's out of the ground? What do you mean by that?
Develop it out of the ground, bring it out,
okay.
Because we know the reserves are there. In fact, in Smith Bay, they just recently discovered an oil deposit that is larger than the original thoughts on Prudhoe Bay, which has been fueling our economy here for 40 years.
Wow.
When you look at across the North Slope, if you look at a map, everything north of the Brooks Range is an oil basin stretching out to the continental shelf into the Chukchi Sea. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. There are billions and billions of oil barrels there. And if you look at the infrastructure on the North Slope, there's only 8,000 people that live on that entire North Slope. It's the size of Montana, to get that into perspective. It's producing, just in property taxes for that local government, $400 million a year on the oil infrastructure alone. That's property taxes, okay? That's not oil coming out of the ground. That's just the infrastructure they built to make it happen. And that doesn't include refining or anything else. It's an extraction operation, a pipeline operation, and a shipping operation out of Valdez, 800 miles to the south. What I do know is major projects are coming online outside even of the oil and gas space here. There's the Donlin Creek mine, which is a gold mine owned on native land in Alaska. That one's an advanced state of permitting. That's a $3.5 to $5 billion investment that's going to be made by the private sector, including a 350-mile gas line to provide the power. Power alone is required for that mine for the underground work is 125 megawatts, which is the equivalent of the second largest city in our state's peak consumption of electricity, as an example. And it's one of about 20 that are in various stages of permitting or advanced permitting. And as an example, we have the Red Dog Mine, been operating now over 20 years. The Red Dog Mine is in above the Arctic Circle. They can only ship 6 months a year because the ocean freezes up there. But they produce 6% of all of the zinc in the entire world from a mine that's only operating half time. And it's produced over $80 million in revenue to the native corporations, which has been distributed throughout Alaska's 12 regional corporations for years. And they just announced they've got about another 25 years of reserves. And on the total lease that they're on, they're in about 2% or 3% of the land mass explored. So this is just one mine. Of the strategic minerals, the 35 strategic minerals, we have 34 of them in world-class mineable quantities in Alaska that have already been identified and are not in production. Every strategic mineral the nation needs virtually is present in Alaska on world-class size. Much of it at Tidewater in Southeast, where you can run ships 24/7, 365 days a year.
So you're basically telling me the purchase of Alaska from Russia was just about the best purchase in the history of the world?
I would say so. At 2 cents an acre and $7.2 million in the Treaty of Secession from 1867, when the deal was made, we have been nothing but winners. Starting with the gold rush. In fact, one of the big rushes coming up here was the 1898 rush for copper in the Kennecott Mineral Belt, which is in the Wrangell-St. Elias area now of Alaska, right up against the Canadian border. And this was originally a Guggenheim and Morgan Banker deal. Okay, and people remember the Guggenheims. They tied up copper in Colorado, then Alaska, then Chile, and basically provided most of the bullets and brass for World War One and World War Two. And they started in Kennecott, Alaska, where they had built in the early 1900s a railroad that was just thought to be impossible. In fact, one of the bridges in those days cost over $1 million to build, which was a huge sum. Today's
wow.
equivalent would be $60 million. And when you look at what they did, the first ore shipment coming out of there paid for the whole program, the first train load. It was the richest
Whoa.
Deposit of chalcocite ever discovered anywhere in the world. And this was a phenomenal, phenomenal deposit. On the other end of that mineral belt was the Elliott Hubbard mine. And myself and a couple of partners 10 years ago bought that mine and reconsolidated all of the external holdings into the original land package of the 1920s. And, you know, this was a chalcocite, bornite, copper, silver deposit. And what we did is reconsolidate the original patented claims, which was 812 acres, in the largest national park in the United States. And we're advancing, actually, that project here in Alaska. And as I said, over 10 years in the work of just getting through the paperwork to get that
wow.
property into a position where we can start to look at it a little more aggressively. But, you know, when you think of Alaska and you think about resources, think about it from the standpoint of the balance sheet. I mean, infrastructure projects, you know, when Obama was around, he did the, I called it asphalt for nothing, you know, the repaving of America. And if that money had been spent on building real infrastructure, you know, like connecting the 49th state to the rest, that would have been a great idea, because we could have moved mineral commodities into the Rust Belt and made that Rust
wow.
Belt shining.
There's the music, long break we have here. Nick Baggage, more on the other side. I'll ask about gold and silver, his ideas about the market. And obviously, some people think there's value that maybe these markets are going to move. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Baggage, EarthPulse.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.